Hello, my name is Stephen Schaub, and I am the leader of the Fidget Revolution. And today I'm going to do part one of my review of New55PN. That's New55 Positive Negative Instant Film being made by New55 Film. This was a Kickstarter campaign a short while back. It was successfully funded, and since then they have brought a product to market that works in a relatively short period of time and on a fairly tight budget. Inventing a new positive negative material like this, especially when the bar is so high from the old Polaroid Type 55, is like going to the moon. I mean, this is seriously crazy engineering. And it's impressive what they've been able to do in such a short period of time, and again, on a fairly small budget. So let's talk a little bit about the film. So I got the material, and I've been sort of really itching to use this stuff, and the box that I got is marked as ISO 50. So I opened it up. By the way, the packaging is really beautiful. Broke out the Linhof, put it on the tripod, broke out a nice 135mm lens. I did a quick zone system metering of my daughter in our kitchen and made a couple of quick exposures. Now, the way that I work with positive, negative material has always been that I don't process the actual material until later when I'm in my studio. And with this material, I feel that's really what you have to do. And there's a reason for that. If there's a video link right below my audio here that shows you how to clear the negative, fix the negative, and wash the negative, and it's a little bit more involved than what we used to do with Type 55, to say the least, but the results are worth it. So what I did is I shot the images in my house, went back to the studio, and then that afternoon, set myself up, and very quickly after watching this video, and I literally followed it step by step, I was able to make, successful negatives, one after another. And so that was really great. So the video is spot on with its information. If you look at the negative, it's beautiful. I mean, the dynamic range, the tonality, the grain structure, it's classic. I think it looks freaking amazing. I'm very, very, very happy with that. If you look at the positive, I'm not as happy with that. The positive's okay. It's not great. It's got its own look. I mean, it's kind of arty, I guess. But, I'd like to see the positive be clearer and crisper than what I'm seeing right now. However, if I'm working with positive negative material, what I really care about is the negative. And also on the negative, you can see there's an issue. The developer didn't evenly spread across the entire negative. Now, on the three sheets of film that I shot, two of them had this problem, and one of them was absolutely perfect. So I'm thinking about what the variables could be here. One of them could be my holder. However, I bought a holder from them. I did not use one of my old beat-up 545s. I bought a fully refurbished 545 from them. There are some issues in there, and I'm going to do a little more exploring on this. So that's one thing. And then once again, the positive really wasn't what I wanted. But when I looked at the scan of the negative, I was like, yeah, but that is what I want. That's the type of clarity, tonality, dynamic range, grain structure that I really like to see in film. So I said, well, there's only one way to solve this. I've got to call the company. So I called the company up and got a hold of Sam, who is the project CEO. And we spoke for about an hour. He was really nice, gave me lots of time, and answered all my questions. And then I asked him to sort of tell me what their vision was for this material. And what he said is what I wanted to hear, that they're constantly improving the material. This film is being made literally by hand in tiny little batches. And as a result, they have a lot of control over the project and over the material from batch to batch. So they're constantly trying to improve the material. I like that. I'm totally cool with that. I'm totally cool with supporting them right now because I know where they're trying to take this material. And as I said, this is a really difficult process. So we spoke about that. I spoke about my issues regarding the developer spread. I spoke about the positive. And all of those are things that I was told are being addressed right now. That they've got a new coding machine. They're looking into those things. And I, for one, believe that they will get there. I believe that these issues will be solved in time. Another cool thing, and by the way, I get no financial compensation from them whatsoever. I paid for these products out of my own pocket. So what I'm saying is totally my own opinion. Additionally to the positive negative material, on their store, you can buy the film itself. So if you don't want to work in the positive negative, but you want to use this beautiful film that they have in this material, you can buy 25 sheet boxes of it. You can also buy ready load versions of it, or you can buy positive negative versions of it. And all the monies from those sales are going to help directly support the development and advancements that are being put into this material. I think that's pretty cool. So, you know, I like the film. I see room for some improvements, but I'm really excited about where they're going. So stay tuned. I'll do part two here probably sometime next week. I'll get into a little bit more specifics and resolutions and stuff like that. But stay tuned. Have a nice New Year's, and I will talk with you guys soon.